بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue studying السيرة النبوية, the great biography of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have discussed in our previous class some important events that occurred just before the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a point in our timeline. And today we begin another point, which is the intent that we have set for. And it has a new title, an unwan. And it consists of two affairs. And that is Wiladatu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa rada'atuhu. Wiladatu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa rada'atuhu. The birth of the Prophet Muhammad, the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his nursing. We know what nursing means. The baby, whenever it's born, it has to be nursed. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a man. He was a person, a man from the human beings. He was not an angel. And he is definitely not the Lord. Rather, he is a man. Like the rest of men, he had to be breastfed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he is not any man. Rather, he was a man, but also he received revelation and he was a prophet. But the point is, now we are going to discuss the issue of his birth. The birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the issue of his nursing, and that he was breastfed, and the events that are related to this topic. What's the title of the dars today? Ma unwan dars al-yawm? Wiladatu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa rada'atuhu. The birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his nursing. Nursing, and that he was breastfed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Under the first title, Al-Wilada, the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are some points that we will take. First, I will mention in general, inshallah, and then we will mention them in points so that they will be easy to memorize. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, wa nas'aluhu subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-kareem, al-mu'in, an yu'inana ala al-ikhlasi wa al-sidqi fi talib al-ilmi wa al-istifada وحسن الطلب إنه جواد كريم. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born on يوم الاثنين بلا خلاف. ترجمي. ولد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الاثنين بلا خلاف في مكة. بلا خلاف. عبد الرحمن. بلا خلاف. With no disagreement about that. في مكة. في مكة. Okay. Where was Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam born? في مكة. نعم, in مكة. He was born in Mecca. What day of the week was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam born? Yawm al-Ithnain. Yawm al-Ithnain. Here at this point, I encourage and I advise the noble students. Barakallahu fikum wa yassara lakum al-umur wa waffaqakum lis-sawabi. To have great concern for learning the days of the week in according to al-Islam, and to learn the days of the month according to al-Islam, and to be aware of this and to know this, and to know that today is Yawm al-Ithnain, and tomorrow is Yawm al-Thulatha, and after that is Yawm al-Arbi'a, and after that Yawm al-Khamis, and then after that the best day of the week, rather the best day that the sun has risen, Yawm al-Jumu'a, and after that is Yawm al-Sabt, and then it begins again with Yawm al-Ahad, which was yesterday. It's very important for us to know these days. And these are the Islamic days and the days that and the terms that are legislated. And these are the days that are established in the deen. As for Monday, then this has a meaning of shirk. Monday, the mushrikun, the pagans, they used to worship the moon. That's why they call it Monday, yani moon day. It's the moon day. They worship the moon. What's the day before Monday in their terminology? Sunday. What's the sun? Sunday. That's the day they worship the sun. So on Sunday, they worship the sun. And on Monday, they worship the moon. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, they have different gods. There's a god. And Wednesday, there's a god named Woden. Thursday, they have a god named Thor. They made him up. They said Thor, he's the god of thunder. When it thunders, that's the god of Thor and power, and he's so strong. But they're كذابون. إن هي إلا أسماء سموها من قبل أنفسهم. They just made these names up. They're liars. Like this. These are all false gods. False gods. The real God, the true God that's worthy of worship, is Allah alone. Now, so these names, they have meanings of shirk, and likewise the names of the month as well. If we want to understand any in our terminology today, he was born on Monday, that's fine, but we should memorize first Yawm al-Ithnain. And we know that Yawm al-Ithnain is in accordance with the Christian calendar of Monday. And if we have to use these terms in order to live our daily lives in these lands or in these times, then it's permissible, but we should not neglect and forget that today is Yawm al-Ithnain. And we should not neglect and forget that we are in the month of Safar. And the likes like this, and the likes like this. Now, we stay in touch with our deen and our reality. We're Muslims. And this is from the greatest blessing, whether this is the greatest blessing of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him to increase us. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born on Yawm al-Ithnain. And he was born in Mecca. And this is something that there's no difference of opinion about. The ulama, they agreed about this. And it has been narrated by al-Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, from the hadith of Abi Qatadata al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about fasting on Yawm al-Ithnain. Su'ila an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sawmi Yawm al-Ithnain, an sawmi Yawm al-Ithnain. Qala, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhaka yawmun wuridtu fihi وَيَوْمٌ بُعِثْتُ أَوْ أُنزِلَ عَلَيَّ فِيهِ. He was asked, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about fasting on Yawm al-Ithnain. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the day that I was born on, and that is the day that I was sent, meaning as a prophet, or that was the day that the revelation was revealed to me, and in the beginning of the revelation. We see that in one hadith, sometimes, or even before that, in one verse, there will be many benefits for many different topics and issues. But the scholars, whenever they mention these proofs, they use the evidences sometimes for a specific event or proof inside that evidence, not the rest of them. For example, in this hadith here, it's a portion of a hadith, by the way, the hadith is long. There's more than one benefit. But what are we discussing now? What is the shahid? What is the proof and the point that we want to learn from this narration? He was asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about fasting on Yawm al-Ithnain. He said, that's the day I was born in, and that's the day I was sent as a prophet, or that I received revelation for the first time. Ayn al-Shahid. What are we discussing? Wiladatu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where's the proof in this narration that he received revelation on Monday? Or that he was born on Monday? You see how we have to, this is how we deal with the evidences. Sometimes the evidences and the proofs from the Quran and from the Sunnah, they have more than one issue in one hadith or in one verse. So we have to be able to identify what we're discussing and realize the proof from that evidence. Because there are many, many benefits in the statements of Allah, of course. And there are many, many benefits in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we want to be able to understand and comprehend what we're discussing. I've mentioned more than one time that the student should not have markers in the first place. The student should not have markers in the class time. The class time is not time for markers. Barakallahu fikum. We want to have a pen. وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ. The marker, it distracts us and it disturbs us, just like it's doing right now. And before, I mentioned that before, because I didn't want this to happen. You see? Alhamdulillah, one thing that Allah gives people who are older, after you get old enough and you live life, you have many experiences. And if Allah blesses you, you learn from those experiences and it helps you to be able to see further down the road. It helps you to be able to see the outcome of actions. That's why I'm thinking last week and the week before that, if we have markers in the classroom and the students write with markers, right now they're just writing notes, but it's going to lead them to distraction and being disturbed. Just like this, barakallahu fikum. Huh? That's why it's so beneficial to follow. To follow the advice of the teacher. Not to mention if it's your... If he's your... Abi. Intabihu. Intabihu. Barakallahu fikum. Tayyib. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Somebody can remind us. The birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We're talking about the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What day was he born on? Yawm al-Ithnain. Where was he born at? In Mecca. He was born in Mecca. These are the affairs that is agreed upon. Likewise, that which is agreed upon is the year that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was born in. What year was that? Ya Khadij. What year was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam born in? Naam Aam Al-Fil. He was born Aam Al-Fil. He was born in the year of the elephant. He was born in the year of the elephant. It has been mentioned by Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma that he said, "Wulida an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 'am al-fil," that the Prophet, he was born in the year of the elephant. In the year of the elephant. And likewise, it has been affirmed, and the scholars have agreed upon this affair, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born in the year of the elephant. So far we have seen where he was born. We have seen the year that he was born in, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we have seen the day from the week that he was born in as well. The day from the week that he was born in as well. What month was he born, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He was born in Rabi' al-Awwal. Rabi' al-Awwal. This is the month that he was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what the scholars likewise have agreed upon, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born in Rabi' al-Awwal. So therefore, we see that he was born Yawm al-Ithnain min Rabi' al-Awwal fi 'am al-Fil, fi Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he was born in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal. Excuse me, he was born on the day of Yawm al-Ithnain, in Rabi' al-Awwal, in the year of the elephant. In the year of the elephant. In what city? In Mecca. In Mecca. Okay, so these are the points that we want to discuss and that we want to memorize. The day of the week, which was? Yawm al-Ithnain. Yawm al-Ithnain. The day was Yawm al-Ithnain. Naam, which is in accordance in the Christian calendar to Monday. Tayyib. What month was he born in? Rabi' al-Awwal. Naam, Rabi' al-Awwal. In the year of, in what year was he born in? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Am al-Fil. The year of the elephant. The year of the elephant. The ulama, they mentioned that this coincided, the year of the day of Yawm al-Ithnain on Rabi' al-Awwal in the Am al-Fil, the year of the elephant. This coincided with Yawm Ishreen min Naysan. Min Naysan. Naysan is also the name of what we know today as April. Abril. The 20th of April in the year 571 in the Christian calendar. Naam. Naysan also is the meaning in their terminology of April. What we know today is April. And it was mentioned that it was on the 20th of that month in that year. In that year. Tayyib, we've seen the year he was born in and the month he was born in, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also we've seen the day of the week that he was born in. There's one more issue that we should discuss with regards to his birth or the time of his birth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which day of the month was he born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the issue now. You understand the meaning of that? What day of the month was it? It was Rabi' al-Awwal and it was Yawm al-Ithnain. So was it the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, all the way to the which day of the month was he born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The ulama, they differed about this issue here. Some of them mentioned that he was born on the 8th of Rabi' al-Awwal. Others, they mentioned he was born on the 10th of Rabi' al-Awwal. And some, they mentioned that he was born on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. And this is what the majority of the scholars have mentioned, but there are no authentic chains to verify this. So this is something that we cannot establish with certainty. You understand? We cannot establish this with certainty. So some of the ulama, in the majority of them, they mention it's the 12th. But there are no authentic chains to establish this with certainty. So therefore, whenever we discuss the birth of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do we want to discuss? The day of the week. We want to discuss the month. And we want to discuss the year. 3 points. This is what we should learn today. The big one and the small one. The old one and the young one. All of us should learn these 3 points and know. And also a fourth one to add to that, with regards to the place. So therefore, he was born on Yawm al-Ithnain. And he was... Khadij, Salama, hey. He was born Yawm al-Ithnain. Yawm al-Ithnain. And he was born on the month of Rabi' al-Awwal. And he was born in the year of... Al-Fil. Am Al-Fil. And he was born in the city of?
Mecca.
Of Mecca. He was born in the city of Mecca. Also, there is one more issue that we have discussed too, if we like to add it to it, to these, and it has already preceded, and that whenever he was born, how was he born? Without? A dad. He was born as an orphan, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was born as an orphan, without a father, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these are the points that we want to discuss and memorize, or that we have discussed and that we want to memorize and to learn. That we want to memorize and to learn, and that we want to understand about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the next point from this same discussion is rada'atuhu sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the breastfeeding and the nursing, and who cared for him and nursed him, and how did that occur, and what are the events with regards to this. And inshallah, we'll discuss this in the class to come. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.